listening to Fred Nation on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Fred Fowler and Greg Frank.
We are back here on the Sports Map Radio Network. It's Fred Nation on a Monday afternoon. And it is NFL Draft Week, which means moments of lives of football players in their early 20s are about to be made. And we're going to bring one on right now. Marquand McCall, the nose tackle out of Kentucky, joining us on the Progressive Guest Line right now. Marquand, thanks a lot for your time. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, doing pretty well. Looking forward to this week and the NFL draft. And before we go any further, again, I want to shout out Progressive. Progressive Insurance makes bundling home and auto easy. Learn more at progressive.com. But Marquand, tell us a little bit about what the last 3 months or so have been like in your life. Just obviously a hectic process, I'm sure, with a lot of on-field stuff, with different events that you have to do that aren't playing a college football game, but also interviews and just telling teams who you are. What's it been like?
It's just been a dream come true. I've always wanted this my whole life, man, and just, all, like you said, all the interviews and things like that off the field and, you know, just everybody getting to know me has just been a real blessing for me. And it's been kind of hard, you know, with, like, all the training and everything. But, you know, it's all good. I just thank God that I'm in this position I am right now, man, and just ready to get rolling.
Yeah, and I mean, have you allowed yourself to kind of, what's the balance been like in terms of, you know, appreciating where you're at in your life and enjoying the moment and soaking it in versus just the logistical chaos, I'm sure, that can be, okay, phone call with this team, Zoom call with this team, you know, in-person meeting with this team. What's the balance been like just in terms of the chaos and the logistics of it versus just being able to appreciate this time of your life?
Like I always say, enjoy the process. You know, that's what you have to do in this game, because it's long, you know. Sometimes it may be hard, but all in all, you just have to enjoy the process, man, and just be blessed, you know, that you're there and having fun.
And what's the process been like specifically for you, just in terms of what's going on and where you are now versus where you were 3 months ago? Just what did you enjoy it? Were there parts of it that you maybe didn't like as much? Just from a personal side of it, what's it been like?
I just been enjoying it, getting my body right, you know, making sure that's number one priority. Just eating right, just doing all the right things. I'm a big green guy. I like green foods now, so that's a good part. So I've just been, you know, like I said, getting everything together and taking it one day at a time.
When you came to Kentucky, you were an offensive guard. What was that adjustment like, and have any teams asked you about that specifically?
No, they haven't, but, you know, I adjusted well because I played a little defense in high school, so, like, when they needed me, I guess. And so I just adjusted very well, and I don't know, offense just wasn't working out for me, man. I mean, I like to put my hands on people, and I kind of, like, do that on offense without getting a holding call, so... defense, and I like it more now.
Hey, Marquand, tell us a little bit about Mark Stoops and what it was like playing for him. Obviously, we've seen that Kentucky program over the last 5 years or so really make significant progress.
Yeah, man. Coach Stoops, he's a great coach. I looked at him more as a dad, if anything. You know, he always told me the right things, and he always coached me up on the right things, always looked out for me, man. Without Coach Stoops, I wouldn't even be here today, man. And I just really thank that guy a lot.
The other thing that I feel like goes hand in hand with playing at Kentucky is the fact that you get to play in the best conference in America. When you're going up against SEC competition every week, I'm sure it only makes you stronger. What did you take from playing in the SEC that you hope to apply with yourself moving forward?
Just always, you know, be physical. Always have a chip on your shoulder no matter what, you know, what the case is. And just play hard because everybody's watching every play. So, you know, just dominate every play you can get in.
I got to ask you, too, about a teammate and a guy that was, you know, I'm sure somebody you went against quite a bit in practice. Luke Fortner, the interior offensive line prospect in the draft out of Kentucky as well. How much better of a player are you because of him?
Man, listen, Luke, man. He is that guy. I want y'all to get that in big letters. He is that guy. If any center getting drafted, you know, this year, number one, it definitely should be Luke Fortner, because without Luke, like I said, I wouldn't be able to use my abilities that I use today, because, like, so it'd be like we do one-on-ones, right? And, like, he'd beat me or I'd beat Luke, and he will always come to me and ask me, like, you know, okay, would you do this move, or how did you do that move? And, like, that don't come around often, you know. He just a student of the game, and he just loved the game of football, man, and I appreciate Luke for that.
Yeah, and it sounds like somebody like that not only makes himself better, but makes you better, because he seems like somebody that really wanted to not just better his own career, but seemed like somebody that was really bought into making the Kentucky program and the team as best as it could be, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Luke is an amazing guy. Everybody love him. He always talking to everybody. He's the life of the party, man. I love Luke.
Okay, so I want to ask you a little more about the pre-draft process, and specific to the interviews, because that's always something that I'm intrigued by when it comes to, you know, what the teams ask the players. You know, you get some kind of questions off the wall, like what's your favorite color or things like that, and I always chuckle at some of those stories this time of year. What did anything stand out to you in the interviews that you want to share? And also, just when it comes to selling yourself, what are the biggest selling points about Marquand McCall that teams should be excited about?
A lot of teams ask me if I can, do I still like dance, and can I dance? I be trying to tell them, man, this big guy can move. I guess they don't believe me.
You still there?
Say that again?
I said we lost you there for a minute. No, I just want to make sure we still have you. So did part of you, when you hear those questions, think like, well, what are you really getting out of this? Or did you expect to get something off the wall?
No, I mean, you know, we trained for things like that, so I kind of expected a lot of questions they was asking me. I never got anything really off the wall, so I don't know.
Okay. Just as far as this week now, obviously, you know, not everybody is going to be a high pick, and you're one of those guys where we're not quite sure where you might be pegged in terms of your, you know, day three projection. And, you know, obviously there's plenty of guys that sign on right after the draft that don't get drafted. Does part of you now, as the process is basically over and we've arrived at the draft, part of you look at this and say, you know, I've done everything I can, let's let the chips fall where they may? Or do you still get a little nervous? Like, what are the emotions like this week?
I mean, I always get nervous on certain things like that, but I mean, I really don't try to think about it. You know, I just put it in God's hands and let him do what he's going to do with it. You know, I mean, I'm blessed either way I go to, you know, play this game. And yeah, I just put it in God's hands.
On some occasions, I feel like this is a very kind of different type of nervous energy because, you know, as you said, there's only so much you can control. I'm sure, you know, you go into a big game and maybe there's some nerves there, but at least you're on the football field playing the game, and there's an element of control that isn't there this week. So I guess it's a little unique, but as you said, I guess all you can do is kind of enjoy the ride, right?
No doubt. Just enjoy the process, man. I mean, God got me this far. I'm sure he can go get me further, you know, so.
We asked you about Luke Fortner. I'm just curious, kind of piggybacking off my question about the SEC. There's plenty of draft prospects from the conference, obviously. Did anybody stand out that you went against or that you saw in the SEC that really made your eyes open maybe a little more than any other of the prospects?
This year, I'll probably say the center from Iowa, Tyler Lindemann.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, he was a good guy, you know. He's very physical. He was very hard. Hard worker, you know, got good leverage. He's a good guy, yeah.
You gotten to get to know some of these guys, just even the ones that maybe didn't play against, just through going to these events and, you know, combine, things like that, where you otherwise maybe wouldn't cross paths. Have you gotten to talk to anybody, meet anybody, any cool stories to keep with you?
Yeah, I talked to a couple guys. I know I talked to Dora Davis a couple times. We was at the combine. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. What stands out about his game, by the way? Jordan Davis is a really unique defensive tackle prospect.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. He's a big dude. He's a freak of nature, man. He's unreal.
All right, well, there he is, Marquand McCall, nose tackle out of Kentucky. Marquand, wishing you the best of luck. What are the plans for the week? Are you going to just kind of hang out with the family? You know, where are you going to be watching? You know, what are things going to be like for you?
Yeah, man, my grandmother, she stay in Vegas, so I'm going to be down there in Vegas, you know, working out and spending time with the family, just enjoying time, man.
That's awesome. Well, wishing you the best of luck. Congratulations on getting this far, and thanks a lot for taking some time today.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you for having me.
You bet. There's Marquand McCall on the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive Insurance, what do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at Progressive.com.